Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing so good. I've been here with my grandbaby for 4 days. So.
Oh, no wonder why you're doing so good.
Getting ready to go back today. So I've been loving all over them all morning.
Aww, that's amazing. How old are they now? I saw
He's
the picture.
8.5 months.
Oh, my gosh.
So super fun.
That's crazy, though, because when you don't see them for a couple months, they go to totally different areas. You know what I mean? Just at that age, it's so young, and they change so much.
They definitely do, for sure. So I think they're coming to Arizona at the end of January, so I'll get to see if I get it soon.
I know. It is. It's one of those things, like, my mom hasn't seen the kiddos since May. And, of course, mine are older, so it makes a difference, but, like, they're going to be so much taller than, you know what I mean? They grow like weeds in 6 months. It's crazy, especially when they're little teeny like this.
For sure.
Hey, it's Lane.
Hey, Lane.
Hi, Lane.
Hi, guys. I'm sad.
I know. That's what I was saying, too.
How was the Freedom Fast Lane event?
Oh, good. Really, really good. Exhausting, but very good.
Oh, I bet. I had originally talked to Marisha about coming to volunteer just to help out with that, make some contacts with folks, and because they could be potential clients.
Yeah.
And her event coordinator never got in touch with me. So last week I'm like, Marisha, I never heard her. And she's like, oh, you're kidding. Can you still come? And I was like, not for a $400 ticket.
Last minute.
Volunteer.
Oh, that would have been awesome to have you there. We had three of my clients there, actually. And so, we had a lunch and stuff like that, too.
Oh, how fun.
Next year,
I'll do it. I love to come to Austin. And I love to see her and you and everybody. It's just such a great experience. And getting exposed to new people, too, is always fun. But just did not work out. And it actually turned out to be great because my daughter had – I'm just chit-chatting since there's only three of us here, right?
Yeah, I know. It's just us. Go ahead. Everyone's late.
My older daughter, who's a junior, got invited to a recruiting soccer camp at Pepperdine in Malibu. And so my husband had to take her there at the last minute. So it was just as well that I didn't go because my little one would have been on her own. That
doesn't
work well.
Problems.
12-year-old by yourself. But anyway,
It's funny that you say that because my son's birthday, 10th birthday, was yesterday, and the two things he wanted to do were be left alone at home. We left him alone for 45 minutes by himself. That was what he wanted. And then I let him drive my car.
Wow.
Yeah, he sat. I know, he sat while I was there, so I showed him how to do that and stuff. He was like giddy. It was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's right? Hilarious. That is so cute. Oh, I love that. And it's like such a huge deal. I got left by myself.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cute.
I know, he was scared. He was Google messaging me almost the entire time going, I'm bored. I'm like, are you kidding? It was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Who else just joined? I heard somebody.
Hey, it's Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hola.
We're not trying yet, so that's good.
Are you leaving tomorrow?
I'm leaving tomorrow at kids up at 5, and we're leaving at like 6:30.
Oh, my gosh.
Have so much fun.
I will do my best. Thank you very, very much.
I think it'll be impossible not to. You guys are going to have a blast.
It will be difficult not to.
All right, everyone's like, I'm running a few minutes late. They're messaging. Everybody's messaging me. Brian actually had something come up super late, so he can't. Oh, that sucks. He can't come on today. Monica's on her way. Scott's already here. You can ignore my message, Scott. So today's the last call that we had from Wednesday's group was actually pretty – it was shorter, actually, too, by about 15 minutes because we did a year in review, and I gave you the questions, and I actually posted them in the group already, so you have them, too. But we actually put some time into it while we're on the call today, so it's okay that people are a little bit late. But here, just so you guys know, I'm going to be asking you – What was that? Crazy. It sounded like a modem from a long time ago. That's really funny. That used to be my job way back when, so it brings back memories. Who just joined?
It's Monica.
Hey, Monica.
Hi, Monica.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hi,
I was running off another call.
It's all good. I just want to make sure people weren't like, hey, this was done. We were done. I'm like, no, it's our last call. Don't miss it, please, because I have to cry in front of all of you. No. So Brian just texted me, though, and he can't come, which sucks, but he sends his well wishes, and he can post, and you guys, of course, know where to find him anyway, no matter what. I know he's always available for you guys. But let me give you sort of the down low on how we're going to do today. My goal for you guys is really to go over, and I'm going to give you a heads up on this first question. Instead of doing a wins from the last week, I want to do the wins from the last year. They can be small, they can be big, however you feel like were the biggest pivotal points from you over, I mean, it's been a year that we've been working together, which is insane, and I feel like we are all best friends now, which is so sad. That's why I'm sad about closing it up. But I hope you built relationships that you're going to have for a really long, long time, of course. So we're going to do wins up front. Then what we're going to do moving into that is I'm going to ask you a set of questions, and then I'm going to give you some time to actually answer them while we're on the line today about this year, the year in review, and then what you want to have and or change differently for next year. So it's a little year-end planning. I know some of you and Arianne, we're going to do this together, you know, next week or whatever, or this week. But I want to make sure that we're doing enough review. This is the one thing that I feel like people don't do very well in their next year planning. They get super excited for next year. Yay, 2017, I'm going to hit this, that, and the other thing. Instead of going back and asking the hard questions about this past year, like what actually stopped you from doing some of these things? What was the best parts? How can we really level up the best parts and make sure that next year is happier for you guys already? Because I feel like you, knowing what you guys have done intimately as far as everything, action item-wise and all that fun stuff, being able to look over this past year and see what those pieces were that made all the difference in the world, so that way we can set yourself up for next year. So maybe if it was the accountability piece, how the heck do we get that in? And maybe you guys form your own little group that meets, you know, every other week or something like that. But something like that. So that way we can know what is going to be in place for next year. Our last call on Wednesday was really awesome. We had a couple eye-opening moments of, oh, yeah, I should probably do that. Interesting. Okay. So that's what I'm hoping for today. Who knows if that's the way it'll go. But we're going to go round robin first for wins and then grab your notebook or your Evernote, like I know Scott will do, for the questions coming up in just a little bit. Sound good? I figured, right? Dun, dun, dun. You're so predictable, Scott. So, in a good way. So we're going to start with Karen, actually. So, Karen, you tell me, and you can share whatever you like. What was your biggest wins, aha, pivotal moments this year that you just want to reflect on for everybody?
So I guess I did watch the video yesterday. Overall.
Can you, sorry, Karen, you're cutting out a little bit. Now you're fine. Try it again.
Can you hear me now?
It's not great. Is it everybody else? Is it not great for everybody else too?
Yeah,
it's in and out.
Okay,
so I'm standing next to the window. Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's better. Oh, yay.
Okay. Okay. All right, so for me, I think that my biggest realization, it was like twofold, really. Number one, that I am not someone that is driven completely by money and revenue. Like for me, it's important to have fun and feel emotionally connected to my work. And that was huge for me this year to figure that out. So I think that coupled with just knowing that I am a multi-passionate person, I need to spread my creativity around, not just in my coaching business, but in doing the other things that I've discussed with you guys with my husband and whatever else comes up, right? Like I feel like there's so much opportunity for new things that I haven't even explored yet. I feel like a huge window has opened for me as far as I know next year there's going to be so many cool opportunities of things and ways to get out there that I had never even thought about that will benefit me and my business and my growth for years and years to come. And that's been just huge for me this year.
So, see, I do these wins for me, guys, because I'm going, oh, because the fact that, I mean, you and me, Karen, have gone through a lot in general.
Mm-hmm.
You're the sweetest ever. She just sent me a card that's like I literally teared up on. But I swear, I love hearing this over and over and over again. So I really appreciate you sharing these in general because you have no idea how much it means to me that I actually affect what you guys do. I know that's what you pay me for. That's sort of the whole point. But the fact that we do really create so much change in a year is insane. And just to see how you've progressed, Karen, is literally insane because you understand that it's all about how we look at things. And so the fact that you made that change and that shift, which is not something we can ever put on a to-do list, unfortunately, but makes all the difference in the world going forward. So I've reveled in watching your journey this year. I really, really appreciate you.
Yeah, right back at you. Like, I feel the same way. This group has been, like, honestly, like, a year ago, what I thought would come out of this group, I had no idea. Like, it's just been such an evolution. I would think we probably all feel that way, but the evolution was something I could have never predicted. And that's, like, seriously one of, like, the best parts about it because I found out something really, really significant about myself that had I not gone through this, I would not know at this moment. So that's amazing and huge and, like, I'm so grateful for it.
I am so grateful for it also, and I'm so grateful for all of you because the only reason why this works really well is because you guys are all awesome. Because if even one of you sucked, it would not nearly have been as cool as it was. So I really appreciate you really bringing it every single time, guys. You've been in it for the long haul, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Karen. And, of course, everyone knows Karen's upbeat spirit every single time. You always know that Karen's voice is online, and she's always happy, which I adore. So thanks so much. I'm going to make Scott, you go next. What was your biggest wins from over the year?
The fact that you made sure not one of the people in this group sucked, that was a big win.
Woohoo!
Seriously, though, I think that one of the things that I came into this looking for was exposure to different people, different businesses, different ways of doing things, different ways to look at it, because I get very, very stuck on one track. And I've just been really, really, really happy with all of you. That sounds weird coming out of my mouth, but all of you are awesome. And with Jamie putting this together in the first place, I was I think you sent me an email saying, hey, have you checked this out? And at first I was like, oh, whatever. You know, I've got like 7 people asking me to buy stuff. And then you and I talked and it's like, yeah, that is what I want. Get me back on the Jamie Masters train. All right. And I think that the biggest wins coming out of this year for me were definitely the realizations that happened, realizations and mindset changes, and even connecting with Alyssa on thinking about our business and how it impacts our life in a different way down in Austin. And what was it, April? Oh, my goodness. It was like a long time ago.
Yeah, a long time ago.
That was huge. And then from there, going on to put together in 30 days, like, our first really big launch that we, I don't know, I wasn't sure that I could do. I mean, I knew I could do it someday eventually. Wasn't sure that I could do it inside 30 days. And we did that. So that was huge, just both in all the mindset pieces that had to take place in doing that, but then the mindset piece in actually doing it. And it's like, oh, if we can do this, we can do all kinds of stuff. Mm. So that was probably the biggest catalyst that happened, because that set up everything else. And then the other huge pieces were all of you, and then Joey too. Joey was a big part of this. I talk to Joey about every 2 weeks or so, in helping, forcing me, that's probably a better word, forcing me to see that I don't have to do as much myself as I thought I did. Even though we had already outsourced a lot of stuff, there were things that I thought that I had to do, like the coaching, as an example. So those have really, really freed up both my time and our ability to expand. Those are the biggest things, hands down. Those are really going to set up the next year. I'm really, really excited about building on those things.
I love, Scott, that I remember our call when you, because you came in at the end, as if everybody remembers. I totally forgot until you told me again, Scott. So you were always a part of the group in my head. But Scott came in like a month late last year. And so I remember that last sales call and going, Scott's really awesome, but I don't know about squeezing him in. Like, maybe we can squeeze him in. Yeah, you know what? If he's all in, I'll squeeze him in. We'll figure out a way because he's awesome, because, you know, you were a hustler before I knew you were awesome. But you have ridiculously high expectations, sir, which I know everybody does, but Scott is very much like a, wait, what can you do? Wait, prove it, which I love. I just remember that call, and he was just sort of like, all right, I'm like, I'll give you your money back if you're not happy, Scott. Come on, I totally will. But then every single time I'd come to the call, I'd be like, Scott was happy. All right, good, Scott was happy. All right, good. because I love that, though. It just helps me really up my game, too. I want to make sure I'm delivering to you guys every single time. And if I'm not, that's my fault, right? And so you were amazing to be able to really be there and keep asking for more and more. And but can I have more active actions? Tell me more. Jamie, tell me more what to do. I can do more. And just seeing you in the evolutionary process of being the guy that just wants more to do it all himself, to do the guy that just wants more to have everybody else do it makes me so happy. And again, it's so hard to predict where you're going to be in a year in your brain, because it's one thing to predict goals, because we can do that pretty easy, but it's another thing to be like, oh, this is where I evolved, like Karen said. She said the evolution of myself, which, I mean, I can't sell that shit. Come on. If I told you guys, oh, you're going to evolve as a human being, as yourself, business owner, you guys are going to be like, oh, great, thanks, Jamie. Appreciate that, you know? But doing the work, like you do really, really well, Scott. See? Right? Lane, the copywriter's like, no, I can't sell that at all. but you guys know.
I'm like, give me 15 minutes.
I could figure out a way, but that's it, Scott. So for you, it's insane to just see the difference between last year and this year as a human being. I knew you were going to be successful either way, but the trajectory that you went down is actually different than I think you would have done on your own, and that's what I think is really cool. So thanks for being part of it. And
thanks for letting me in. I think I was just like barely six figures, like barely had just made that point.
Yeah, and you must be so close.
Thanks for letting me squeeze in.
I want to go over everybody's goals and stuff like that too, to see how that's what some of the questions upcoming will be. But yes, I remember he was like 83 something, you know, like 9,000 a month or something like that. I was like, all right, all right. And you've just grown, and you've helped so many other people, and you all have, which I again really, really, really appreciate 1,000 times over. All right. So I know we need to start, keep going. Otherwise I'll never get to these questions. I just gush about all of you. Okay. Monica, I'm going to have you go next. You know, besides the whole baby thing, what's the biggest, you're welcome to say the baby thing.
Baby almost dying thing.
So besides the health and happiness of everybody as we're going through, what are your biggest wins for the year?
Well, I hope we get an opportunity. Well, if we don't, I'll text everybody or put it in the Facebook. I have, you know, just feedback for everybody. It's awesome. But the biggest wins are, you know, connecting with, first of all, a group of entrepreneurs that work like I do and think like I do and that want to achieve like I do, right? That's been really amazing. So I know that you're an incredible curator of people. There's no doubt about that. So I'm really appreciative of that. I think the second thing, as I reflected over the last week, you know, I was finally able to set up some sort of sales funnel that started to happen on the in the background, right? Where it wasn't just kind of this, not fly by night, but just waiting passively for referrals. I mean, there's ways to put, you know, to bring those in on a more consistent basis and things like that. But having that set up in the background has made all the difference. I mean, it literally caused me to earn an additional $100,000 in 90 days within the business, you know. And so that's pretty freaking cool. And I think help with the prioritizing of things. You know, that's the great conundrum. Thankfully, Brian Johnson turned me on to the one thing, right? But that's the great conundrum. How do you prioritize and where do you prioritize? And it's like sales. You got to hire a salesperson. So wasn't able to hire a salesperson, but I think I was able to do better in bringing on a strategic partner that's doing a lot of hustling, right? For us, and have already brought 5 deals to the table. So I feel like, Jamie, honestly, I feel like we're just getting started. You know what I mean? Like, whoa, this is so cool. Like, I feel like we're just getting started. So I have a lot of foundational pieces in the business that I didn't have, not foundational, like beginning business, but foundational in order to scale.
Yeah.
Right. And that was super critical for me. And, I also was able to go through that health experience, which was bizarre. I've never been knocked on my feet like that. I've never had to have a full-time caretaker. I mean, there was a lot of things that happened and went on and whatever, but and some things that I'm still dealing with. But the bottom line is I was able to stop the bleed so much that I wasn't fully able to step back from the business 100% and do nothing, right? But I got really close and closer than I've ever been before. And the business, we had these recurring payments happening, right? So there was a lot of structural things that happened in order for me to scale, and that's why I'm saying I feel like I'm just getting started.
Monica, that's the exact reason why I did this as a year program, because one of the things that was mm-hmm. huge is when I have short-term stuff, whether it be hustlers or even 6 months, we have to focus on revenue so much because you guys expect a lot back, right? But yet you know that the systems and the foundational stuff, which is all boring and crappy and nobody cares about, SOPs and all that, is really the foundational pieces that set you up for the next year and for way more scaling and growth. But if we focus on that stuff and you don't hit your revenue goals, then you're not happy with me. So that's one of the reasons why we made it a year-long program. So that way we could have the time to focus on other things too and work on stuff that wasn't all, you know, revenue. So I know this was sort of a shake-up year for you in general anyway for so many reasons, you know, baby and health.
But it was also a breakthrough year too.
Aw, that's amazing to hear. Well, and that's the thing that I really hope going forward, and that's the hard thing, because I'm like, I want to hang out with all of you forever. because you say it's the beginning, and I'm like, okay, well, make sure you keep me up to date on where things are. If we don't talk, I mean, you know, me and you, Monica, I'm sure we'll talk, but you know what I mean. When it is the beginning, I feel like, well, most of you have children, right? Not that I feel like you're my children. I feel like you're my family. And if we don't see each other every year for Christmas and get updates, I will be upset. So you guys need to like send me messages later on where you're at. So that way, or I will randomly message you most likely because you'll forget. So that's okay. Fine. We can forget about some pieces of our family, but then when we come back together, it's as if nothing changed. And so definitely let me know as soon as you guys are in Austin so we can catch up. But I feel the same way, Monica. I think it's awesome. Thank you so much for being here. I know, right? Love. All right. I could talk to you guys forever on this. That's the problem. So, Lane, you're up next. We'll have Arianne be at the end. So, Lane, what is your biggest win from the year?
I don't want to go.
Seriously, right?
I have no interest in this at all. So let me just say that.
That's the best ceremonial ever, by the way. Thank you. Don't make me go, Mom. Okay.
There are two. One is just connecting with everybody in this group because I've just loved getting to know you all. And we get in our own little bubbles of our industry and our connections and that kind of thing. But to be able to meet you all in person and really feel like I could call any of you at any time and say, hey, can you take a look at this? Or what do you think about this? Or tell me I'm not an idiot or whatever. It just is, or tell me I am an idiot. That's probably more of what I need. And, you know, especially Karen being able to connect with you in person. And I feel like you're just one of my absolute favorite local friends. And I can't wait till you get back down here. So, so, yeah, so the connections have just been incredible. And then, too, of course, just totally recreating my business from the ground up. I mean, I think back, I was just talking to my husband. I was like, a year ago, I was sitting here going, what am I going to do? I don't know, you know, should I go try to get a job at Starbucks because I don't know what I'm going to do? And to go from that point of really being lost and having this clean plate, but not feeling like it's potential, like feeling like it's scary and feeling lost, to having a really, you know, more business than I can realistically handle and looking at ways to expand now is just incredible. So, and that's a direct result of the people you've pulled together and your guidance and your trust in me too. So when we were at the retreat and you were looking to me to help Brian and on his funnel and just stuff like that. It was just your confidence in me helped tremendously.
Aww. And I remember way back when, especially when you have, I've run a lot of masterminds before, but when you have people working on different things, so somebody changing the evolution of their business, right? Total business model, don't know what to do. Sometimes when you have people like that, they feel behind, they feel like they're not achieving, all sorts of other stuff, right, when you're trying to go through that. Like, I mean, we tested a total different business model for you at the beginning of last year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when you're coming to these calls and you're like, everybody already knows what to do, and I don't. I at the beginning, I was a little worried going like, Lenny, let me know if you need anything because you're in a different spot than a lot of the other people that are here, right? And let me just say this, like, you've added so much to the group. Everybody loves you. You already know that. But being able to, because you're such a giver, sometimes to the negation of yourself, which we've, of course, talked about, but you're such a giver that you're so willing to go above and beyond for absolutely everyone. And I just saw your work over the past year of trying to figure this thing out. And I'm so happy to see where you are, that you actually enjoy what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
And you can see moving forward on it. And there's always more to do, but the fact that you really did a complete 180, right, almost a 360, right?
You're
where you are, but in a good way. It's just insane to see over the whole past year. So anyway, you know I love you already, and I really appreciate your info, and I agree that you guys are welcome to keep up with. Well, number one, I'm so excited that you and Karen coincidentally live near each other. You know, that's number one. But number two, like, of course, Lane, you know, if you need anything, you know where to find me and everybody else here, because everybody will answer your phone call in a second.
Thank you, guys.
I love you, too. All right, Erin, you're up next. What are your wins for the year?
So I'd say the biggest win, I have a biggest win and the realization that I just got yesterday. So the biggest win for me is I feel like when we got started, I feel like I was asking the question, you know, that there was this door, right? And how do I crack the lock to this door to get on the other side where this revenue target was, right? And what I realized, you know, through the help of you guys and your mentorship, Jamie, is that I was like at the end of a hallway trying to crack this door, and the party was like on the other side of the building, right? Like it totally opened up another avenue of, you know, like my nose was too close to the grindstone, and I needed to back up and really see the bigger picture. And sometimes you need people to see it when you don't see it in yourself. And for that,
I don't know what to say. I'm forever grateful for that. The biggest realization came to me yesterday, and I was in my bedroom, and then I was listening to a podcast that one of the members of the new mastermind posted. It was a podcast called Self-Made Man, and it was an interview with the guy that runs The One Thing.
Oh, my gosh. I just saw Mike NJ yesterday. That is hilarious. Okay, continue.
Yeah. So I entered the living room after listening to that podcast, and my wife looked at me and she said, "You look like you've just seen a ghost," right? And the reason why I looked like that was there was one sentence there that he quoted from Gary Keller, the Keller Williams founder.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said was, he's like, you have to give yourself permission to build a world that is so big, right, that you could bring somebody on and they could realize all of their dreams and all of their goals and still remain within your world. And to me, that, I don't know, like it clicked at that moment. Like a lot of the questions that I've had throughout the year, like, well, how do we attract people? And how do we, you know, get, you know, good quality people to work for you? That's the answer, right? Like you've got to build something that's so big that it attracts that type of person. So I will piggyback on Monica's point that, yeah, this definitely feels like it's just the beginning. And I'm very thankful for each and every one of you.
So many goosebumps right now, Ariane. Oh, my gosh. And this makes me so excited for our next year's planning session. That in itself, I just saw Peter Diamante speak yesterday. I actually got a chance to introduce him on stage, which was amazing. Yeah, seriously. I was like life goal checked, right? So what's amazing, though, is that Gary does that in such a fantastic way. He practices what he preaches. Jeff Woods, who's a really good friend of mine, is he brings on and attracts these people that should be entrepreneurs on their own, right? They're freaking fantastic, go-getter, amazing people, and he just has the umbrella that they can fit under. I've met so many people within his organization because he's here in Austin, and Ariane, you should actually probably get down here because to meet them. Brian's actually doing a deal with them, by the way. So you know a lot of people that know them. He's got a great thing called Empire Builders, which is also really good.
Yeah.
But that's it. Your brain now, especially for what I'm going to give you a quick action item, Ariane, really quick. Sorry. But you're still in the next group, so I got to give you something. Can you do a 10-year vision for me on that exact sentence?
Yes. Okay.
Yay.
It's on my weekly list, by the way.
Hey, yay! Good. Okay. that is something that you can – I love that that was a huge, huge thing for you, and I love that that is just the beginning. And no offense to everybody else in the group, but I'm so excited that Ariane signed up again for next year because now I get to work with him. I said that about Jason, too. Like, thank you. It's selfish, I know, of me, but I really want to keep working with you guys. So I really appreciate that, and I cannot wait to see what happens a year after next. We should do, like, a little yearly retreat, our entire group anyway, because I feel like you guys are just fantastic.
Oh, that would
be
awesome.
We grow so much from each other. I'm planning on doing more of them anyway, just so you know, we found another retreat house that's really awesome. Anyway, thank you so much, Ariane, for being a part, and thank you for your confidence in me for joining again. I'm ridiculously impressed with that because I remember our first call also, and you didn't really know who I was, like, very much at all, and you sort of put your faith into me, and the fact that you're doing it again is just, I'm honored if that means anything to you. So, I know that's all of our wins okay, so that's all of our wins. I'm all over the place because I, like, don't want the call to end. Okay, so what we're going to do now is grab your notebooks. We're going to go over these. Like I said before, they're all recorded in the Facebook group. So that way, if you do need more time to go over them, I want you to actually have answers to these that you feel are more than just adequate because in your next year planning, I know a lot of you have done this, pieces of it already, but this should be impacting next year for you. Okay. So what we're going to do is I'm going to go through one question, then give you a few minutes to work on it. I'm going to go through that next question, and then I'll actually bring up a couple of you to tell us your answers just so everybody else has a little bit more information. It was actually really helpful last call because we said some of our answers, and people are like, oh, that too. I should write that down also. So that's why we'll bring up some people for the answers. So, and of course, if you guys have questions as we go, definitely just let me know. And I did have music on from the last group, but I just got a new MacBook Pro and my Spotify account isn't working, so we'll have Lane sing because she said she likes that.
You'll be able to concentrate.
All right.
I'm just that good.
All right, so everybody, it should be all set. So the very first question is super easy, and this is something where you probably will have to take a look to get actual numbers, but you should know some of this. What were your goals, and what were your numbers for this year? So how close did you get to your goal? What we're looking for is like this gap to goal. So that way, normally we have it in our head, but and we rarely write it down, especially if we did not hit our goal. We don't like looking at that, right? If we missed it by a lot, you'll be like, oh, I kind of know, I don't need to look at it. If you missed it by a little, you'll be like, oh, I didn't hit it, and you get mad at yourself, right? Even if you did hit it, this is also really important because, like with Arion, we upped his goal, right, this year. And so what were your numbers? What did we think we were projecting? Because it tells you the type of person you were last year when we projected it. Okay, and how close did we get? Go ahead and either look it up in QuickBooks or write it down if you know or anything like that. And I'll give you a couple minutes. It's really not as cool without music. Let me find something. There we go. Concentration music, if you can hear that. I'm going to give you another 2 minutes. And for those of you that are done, I'll give you the next question. I'll repeat it again in just a minute. But what do you think stopped you this year from doing it? Or if you did hit your goal, what do you think was the catalyst that did it? Has everybody done the first question at least?
Yep.
Yep.
Yay. Okay, so that second question, if you didn't hear it, was what do you think stopped you this year from doing it? And if you did achieve it, what do you think was the main catalyst that did? Now, I want both of those too. So if you feel like you didn't do a good job, there's always going to be some sort of friction, something that you feel like didn't work as well, right? Maybe we're focused on something that didn't work for a while. Write those thoughts down. Thank you. Is everyone just about done that? If you're not, say. I was going to say, if you're not, say no. Awesome. All right, so the next question is, what are you going to do next year differently? So not just let's write a goal down and let's do this. I want it to include more happiness, potentially more vacations. Try and think of this last year and what those friction points were. So that way next year, maybe like in the other group, Tara traveled constantly. She was like, wow, I did way too much travel. I couldn't catch up. And so one of the biggest things and the decisions she has to make are involved with, hey, I'm not going to do as much travel, even though I love travel, because that felt crappy. So what are those things that you're doing next year differently? And I'm going to have a couple of people share, so let me know when you're all done. I'm going to give you a couple more minutes, then I'm going to call on someone. You guys love it when I do that. All right, so Scott, what are you doing next year differently?
See, am I off mute? Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see. Next year differently. Making list growth my number one thing.
Cool.
And then every single time all these things have to do with what stopped us, but every single time that I have a new task that isn't a part of my number one priority, pausing and asking myself, it's building in places to stop me and ask who else can do this. And then reserving, what's that?
I said, that's going to be huge for you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. The last thing is reserving time to make all that stuff happen through planning. I got pushed off a lot this year, so building that in is an incredibly important part. I would say it's list growth is the number one thing, and the number one way that that will initially be executed or kept on track is through planning time on a weekly basis.
I love it. All right. Lane, what are you going to do differently? And then I'll ask the next question, the last question.
Ooh, I got a big list. I am going to step into the role of expert and embrace that. Reach out and establish relationships more consistently. Hire an assistant, at least a personal assistant, to handle some of the home tasks. Not let my physical health slide and not work every weekend.
So some of those, and we don't have enough time to go over those, but I would ask how. So specifically the not work every weekend, or that's something that's probably so habitual it's crazy, and for a lot of those things that you said, but also for, I'm sure, a lot of things that other people wrote down. So what can you do, most likely outside of yourself, that will make a difference? I had one of my clients give his wife the permission to every time that he worked on the weekend when he wasn't supposed to, that he had to buy her something of like $50 more.
She'd be like, don't you need to work, honey?
Seriously. Right? So, but that's what I mean.
No,
so it was totally enough for him, right? And so, of course, his wife sees it as a win-win either way. If he works, she gets something.
Right,
if he doesn't work, she gets him. Right? So set something up outside of yourself.
Yep, definitely. My little one in particular is very, very good about saying, you're working too much, Mom. So,
Well, then give her the permission.
I'll make a deal with her.
Exactly. Give her. You have to give her permission, otherwise it doesn't work out. That's awesome. I can't wait to hear what it is. All right. Let me do the last question. So this one was critical. My mentor taught me this one. There's actually a really great book that my book agent works with also. And the premise of it's a business book also. The premise of it is that there's only so many issues that we have in business. Some of the big pieces are resources or decisions, right? So when we're looking at next year, and you think of 2017 and all those things that you want to accomplish, are there anything that's missing in the resource department? Which by resources, it could be a connection to somebody that's a strategic partner. It could be, you know, SOPs that are actually working. It could be all sorts of different resource type things as a number one that you feel like is missing in order to hit that big goal that you have set up for you. The decision side is also really important because the faster we make decisions and the faster we can implement on those actions, the faster your whole year progresses, which I think you've realized this year for sure. So what can we do in our planning process to make and preempt those decisions that we're going to need later? Or if we don't know exactly what the decisions are or we don't have enough information right now, project when you need to make those decisions. Okay, so for Scott, if leads are your biggest thing and you're going through next year what you're going to be doing differently and those new plans that you're going to be creating, maybe it involves creating new content or something for your content marketing. Well, maybe you don't feel like you have enough information right now. You're going to Europe tomorrow, so it's just not going to happen. So write down when you want to make that decision, like end of first quarter planning. do you want to wait until next quarter? I just want you to make sure that those decisions that you know you need to make are already written down. Okay, so I'm going to give you guys a couple minutes on that. Do you have any questions on that, specific questions or any clarity that you need?
Is it making the decision beforehand or making a deadline for the decision?
So, to me, I want to preempt as many decisions as we can to get whatever things moving. But if you don't have enough information right now, then you can't make the decision. So, yes, make a deadline for it. If you feel like you have enough right now to make a decision on it, you should make a decision sooner rather than later. But all I care about in this list is what decisions you think you have to make, or the especially the ones when you look back over this year that you still know you need to make but you have not yet. Like Lane, your commitment to saying, I need an assistant next year, that is that decision that is like, I'm going to do this no matter what. That's what I mean as far as decisions go.
Okay, gotcha.
Not small, teeny decisions, but like comfort zone challenge decision type things. Where are we going in the direction of the business? Different team members, different resources, that sort of stuff. Anything that's been coming up over and over and over again, especially. Oh, I realized I put myself on mute, and now you don't hear the lovely weirdo music in the background. There. And just to give you some ideas as far as resources go, they could be, and this comes from that book, it's called Business Model Generation. They could be physical resources, right? We need more machines and transportation or vehicles or something like that. Could be human resources as far as hiring goes or what else you might potentially need. It could be intellectual resources. Buying databases, that was a big thing at this conference. Everyone's like, well, just buy the list, don't build it, right? If I could do it like this, it would be so much easier, or partnerships specifically, or if you need patents or copyrights, or financial resources, like if you feel like you need a line of credit, or you just are not feeling safe with all that, how much of an emergency fund do you need in your business to make the next year's goals feel really doable? All right, so I know we only have a couple minutes left. So Erin, I'm going to actually have you go. What do you think is a decision or resources that you need for next year?
Well, I think it's mostly in the decision side of things,
mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I like to play where I'm comfortable,
mm-hmm.
where I know that I have a pretty good probability of winning, right? And generally, playing to your strengths is not a bad thing to do. But the thing is, like, if you've never built something, how do you know that you're not strong in it or you're weak in it, right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I haven't attempted it, right? And and my wife told me in a conversation, my wife's like, yeah, sure, you're intimidated by it. I'm like, really?
Don't you love when your wife says that to you? Sorry,
continue. So the decision is to do what intimidates me.
Oh, I love that. Okay, so I'm going to put it to you next year. So Arianne, what I want to do is I want you to start thinking of what intimidates you on a scale of 1 to 10 for our call on Wednesday also, or whenever we're going to have a chance to do it. So I want to know a reflection of what you think is intimidating. Because there's a line to me as far as out of your comfort zone line, right? There's a red zone, right, that's just way too big, and I don't ever want you to be pushed there, but I need to know where that sweet spot is for you. So some examples would be really helpful. I love that. Everyone should write that on their list for next year. I think you already know that, but yeah. What was incredible this past week at this conference was talking to people that literally are just huge. I mean, my mentor creates $100 million companies, and he spoke at this event this weekend, and to see their brain space where it's no longer about, oh, I need to hire this one person. It's, oh, I need a whole compliance department if I'm going to go down this route, or I need a whole this, right? Or I need to connect with people that have lists of this size, so that way we can go and do this faster, better. So they have a shortcut. I don't want to call it a shortcut mentality. They don't have a resource problem, I should say, right? They do not have a resource problem. They have all of the resources that they could ever need at their fingertips. Therefore, they can build something way bigger. That's what I want you to start looking at next year. Does that make sense to everybody? Yep.
Yay.
I know, everybody's quiet from this crazy focus music. All right, we only have 3 minutes left. So in the last 3 minutes, I just want to tell you guys how much I adore every single one of you. Like I told you earlier, I feel like you're my family, but if you need anything at all for any reason, okay, payment or no, like if you're in a crisis, please let me know. Like, I care about you all and your families as human beings, and I feel like we're friends. So if there is anything that you do need from me, or if you're ever in Austin, please let me know, because I really do care, and I want your 2017 to be even better than this year. So if I can align any resources for you or help you guys out, I'm here for you. I mean, I told you that every single week. I know I was a broken record at the end of all of these calls. Like, I'm here for you. Let me know. Let me know if you need anything. I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And a lot of you don't reach out, which is also awesome, because I get it. You don't want to bug the crap out of me. Totally understand that, which I appreciate also. But I'm just letting you know, going forward in general in life 10 years from now, I'm here for you guys. Okay? So if you need anything, please
Thanks,
let me know.
Thanks, Jamie.
I'm honored. I know, this is where the crying, this is why I have to hang up soon, because the crying will start now, and I have another call. So you guys are amazing. Say goodbye to everybody, and let's please keep in touch, okay?
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye,
guys. Bye, guys. You're amazing.